Focusing makes meditation function. Focusing makes meditation function. Meditation makes your fuses longer. Just the practice of focusing your awareness on something quiets you down. It quiets down your mind and allows you to feel the inner sense of peace. Even a minute of meditation will carry you through the whole day. Think of these things here. Meditation makes your fuse longer. Just the practice of focusing your awareness on something quiets down your mind and allows you to feel that inner sense of peace. Even a minute of meditation will carry you through the day. Do you want to have your day filled with meditation, your day filled with functioning, your day filled with an attitude that will give you a peace of mind, that will give you the sense that all is right in your world, that all is beautiful and all is good and all is fantastic and all is joyous? Would you like to have that function in your world? Focusing makes meditation operate. It makes it function. So, on what do we focus? On how do we focus? On where do we focus? Where do we feel our values are? Where do we feel that the most important thing in life is for you or for me? Where do you feel it is? Do you feel that your life, that your values are on seeing things the way they appear to be in your world? Or are you going beyond the appearances to experience something more beautiful, more wonderful, more fantastic than anything you've ever known before? You can do that. We can all do that. It's all a matter of focusing on what makes our life wonderful. Focusing our awareness on something that quiets down the mind and allows you to feel that inner sense of peace. Even a minute of meditation will carry you through the day. Yes, just a minute will carry you through the day, because it gives you that thought. It gives you that attitude. It gives you that awareness. Now, everyone can do this. Everyone has this built-in capacity. It's not something unique for the monks. It's not something unique for the masters. It's not something unique for others. It is for everyone. And when we take the time to say the things that are important for us to hear about ourselves, to know about ourselves, to say about ourselves, when we take the time to do that, we're focusing on our meditation to accomplish the good that we would like in our life. A child needs to be focused. And so a parent focuses child. And we are told that research done on playing, that a child at play is more wonderfully focused than we can ever imagine. Now, if we could take that same focusing that a child has in play and put it to work in our life, marvelous things would happen. Now, how does a child develop that focusing that he has in his playtime? You say, well, it's just natural. That's just the way children are. And that's just the way people are. When we get interested in playing a game, we get so intense in that game, we sometimes forget everything that goes on around us. The whole world can be in distress, and we don't even know it because we're playing this game. We're so involved in our activity of the game. And life is a game. We're so involved in the activity of the game, we sometimes forget that it is just a game and that we are the masters of that game. We are the players of the game. We determine what that game is going to bring forth in our world. We determine how that game is to be played. Are you ready to determine how that game is ready to be played in your life? Are you ready to determine just who you are? Just what makes you so wonderful? Just what makes you so fantastic? Are you ready for of being aware of that and knowing that and living that and experiencing that? Are you ready for that? You can, you know. It's all a matter of what you have your attention put to. A child's attention on playing his game is a very wonderful thing. And he has no thought about anything else. He's not thinking about other people. He's not thinking about other things. He's not thinking about anything else but what he's doing. Many people who play games are like that too. They play bridge, or they play canasta, or they play whatever games they're playing. And they are so intent on that game that they don't realize what's going on anywhere else in the world, and they don't care, because the game is a thing. We might think of meditation as a game, and the more we think of meditation as a game, the more we are easily involved in it. The more we are easily thinking about it. We give you tests, and we say, take the head of a stick pin and use a magnifying glass and look at the head of that stick pin with your magnifying glass and count the number of pockmarks in the head of that stick pin. And you start counting, and you don't get very far because your mind is distracted. You haven't set up a program for how you're going to count. You haven't put the stick head of the stick pin in quadrants so that you know you're going to count here and you're going to count there and you're going to count. Now, look at the stars in the sky. Count them. Go ahead. Ha, ha, ha. You can't. They are so numerous, you can't even begin to. And you have to move the sky into certain quadrants, and you can't do it because the sky is always moving. The earth is always moving. You're always turning. You're never getting the same focal point. The ability to focus makes meditation function. Little children focus on their game, and they don't say, I want to focus, or I must focus, or I must come up with an answer, or I must come up with a conclusion of how many pockmarks are on the head of that stick pin. No, they don't do that. They just say, hey, let's count. Let's see what we're doing. Let's see how far we can go. Let's see how far we can go. And so you and I, in our meditation time, we say, let's see how far we can go. How well we can say, I like me. I like me, 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 to ourselves. We can say it out loud when we're alone, but we don't need to say it around other people because other people will say, ha, you got things you shouldn't like yourself about. Oh, we don't need to hear that. We don't need to be in part of that because we like ourselves because we are ourselves. And, that dish of ice cream was good. Oh, that drink of water was good. Oh, that breath of fresh air was so lovely. Oh, how great. We just emote over these things. We could, and we can, and we do. There are moments of meditation, and that moment of meditation says, all is right with my world. All is good. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. And when we live in that, all is right with our world. All is good. All is fantastic. Everything is good in our world. Everything is right and everything is fantastic. We have that opportunity to live that way if we wish. We have that opportunity to think that way if we wish. We have that opportunity to be that way if we wish. It's up to us. It's up to us to be that way if we wish. And we can, you know. We can be that way if we wish, because that's the only thing that matters. And since that's the only thing that matters, then that's the only thing that makes any difference in our world. And it's the only thing that we care about, the only thing that we love, the only thing that we are divine about, the only thing that we are so pleased about that it's, nothing else matters. It's the only thing that turns our life upside down and says, go for it, go for it, go for it. It's wonderful. And then truly, it is wonderful. It is fantastic. It is joyous. It is marvelous. And that's all that life is all about. Life is all about that it's marvelous, it's fantastic, it's joyous. It's who we are. It's what we are. and that's all that matters. Today, make that your choice. Today, make that your choice of your dream, of your wonder, of your magic, and watch how fantastic your meditation becomes and how fantastic your life becomes today. I love you. I love you.